Now, not quite a musical, but has some music in it, is the upcoming Sorry Miscellany, an intriguing name. Well, it is taking, I can't say to the stage, but to the boards of Garter Lane 1, the studio, Garter Lane Studios, down on O'Connell Street, this Friday and this Saturday, the 31st and the 1st. And it is presented by Broken Crow, who are artists in residence in Garter Lane. And joining me here now to tell me more about it is Ronan Fitzgibbon, one of the directors and creative geniuses behind this production. And it sounds fascinating. Ronan, you are very welcome to studio.
Hi, Wayne. How are you getting on?
Very well indeed. Now, before we go anywhere, Ronan, please explain Broken Crow.
Broken Crow are a company of six theatre makers. So we are directors, actors, writers, designers. And basically, we've been making theatre since 2011. And we've been kind of trying to make very diverse theatre in terms of the style of it. It's all, every show is a bit different. So because people come from different perspectives and, you know, an actor can lead a show, or a writer can lead a show, or a designer can lead a show. So they can then end up being very different shows from one to the other. But yeah, we always try and make a very professional standard of show, you know.
And you're kind of split across a few counties, aren't you? So there's Cork, there's Waterford.
Yeah, sure. Look, you don't like to make things too easy on yourself. Yeah, yes. So yeah, we're based across Cork, Waterford and Kilkenny. So trying to get us all into a room is a challenge. Trying to get us all on a Zoom call is a challenge. And then you begin talking to each other and that's another challenge altogether.
And then you try to put the show on.
Exactly. Yeah, just to make things interesting. Yeah.
Well, this one was very interesting. Sheila was in a couple of weeks ago when she was telling us all about the whole thoughts behind it. You're basically, for the Sorry Miscellany, you're taking over the studios building of Garter Lane.
Yeah, that's the plan. Yeah. So they've refurbished the buildings and they're looking great. And we've been obviously been doing bits of work in there. And I was involved in a little room for a long time as well. So I'm very familiar with the building and they've done great work in there. It was lovely to be in there for the opening there last year. And This is an opportunity for us. We've been the theatre artists in residence for the last 2 years. And we've been using that time to kind of do a bit of company restructuring and to work on some new projects. And we just thought this was an opportunity to kind of put on something a bit loosey-goosey, a bit quick, and also to get people into the building and show off what they've done, and like to be able to get into the old basement. I mean, people who know the building will know that the basement was out of bounds for a long time and they've done lovely work in there. So we'll actually be bringing people in down through the basement and then up through the whole building. We should be able to show off the whole place.
So fantastic. So you're literally, are you going to do a performance on each level?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly couldn't tell you. I was thinking before I talked to you, could I remember exactly how many performance areas there are? We have a series of little set pieces that we've written, but then we're going to do a really short rehearsal period where we get into the building. We have a rough idea how that's going to map out, but the directors are going to be reacting with the actors and stuff. And we're going to be walking through the building going, oh, actually, do you know, let's put this in here and let's stick that in this corner and let's stick that in that corner. So the idea for us is that the audience will never be too settled. They'll come in and they'll be given one thing and then another thing and another thing. And they're going to be pulled from kind of one space to another space to another space. And they'll be kind of led around, but also pulled by sound and music. We've got Killian Brown doing music. So they'll be pulled from one thing to another and hopefully have a very, all I can think of is the word is dynamic experience, which sounds a bit, you know, corporate, but let's go with it anyway. Should be a very, you know, entertaining and memorable evening for them anyway.
So it's like a promenade performance vertically.
A vertical promenade. That's a great phrase. I'll have to use that for our next Arts Council funding proposal. Vertical promenade. Yeah, basically. Yeah. So like we're going to be bringing them, as I say, from the basement all the way up. And I think the different pieces in it, like there are ones that are straight up comedy and then there are ones that are more serious and maybe a bit emotional, and then there are ones that are abstract and strange, and the whole thing should just be, I don't know, hopefully kind of discombobulating for everyone who comes in.
Yeah.
They should leave a little dizzy, I'd hope.
I'm just looking at the list of names of people involved. Okay, so three names that will be instantly recognisable, four names instantly recognisable to Waterford audiences will be Natasha Everett, Joe Marr, Andrew Macklin, Anne O'Riordan. And you also have Gavin McEntee, Rosie O'Regan and George Hanover. So even though you say, you know, it's a diverse company or whatever, they'll recognise the people who are in it.
Oh, absolutely. And like myself, I'm a blow-in. I'm a Cork man originally, but...
You're living out the road in Tramore, are you?
I'm in Tramore, yeah. Sure, I'm in Tramore 20 years now, so...
There you go.
When the hurling starts, I know who I'm shouting for, but the rest of the time, I'm a Tramore man. But yeah, and myself and Deirdre Dwyer, of course, is, you know, Waterford theatrical royalty, I suppose.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez, we pulled in some great local talent. Sherlock Waterford's bursting at the seams with local talent. And we're mixing that with, as you say, George Hanover and Rosie O'Regan, who are fantastic actors who've been in the company for a very long time. And then Gavin McAtee, who is going to be directing with Deirdre Dwyer, but is also going to be performing, which is not entirely a new experience for him either. So as I say, it should be fun.
Waterford's finest in Killian Brown. An absolutely amazing musician.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And we have Richard Lippy Collins doing the lights as well. So yeah, no, we've got a really, really solid crew. Like, so I've been having a bit of fun now with Killian, throwing music back and forth, you know, throwing my lyrics at him and my dad's lyrics at him as well, to and seeing what he comes up with.
I'd be guaranteed whatever you throw at Killian, you throw something back at you twice as good.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
You mentioned your dad there. The collaboration between yourself and your dad, you know.
Yeah. No, I'm from theatrical stock. My mum is Emily Fitzgibbon, who is the founder of Graffiti Theatre Company. And my dad is Gerard Fitzgibbon, who was the creator of the Drama Theatre Studies programme in UCC and a writer in his own right for a long time. So, yeah. So it's been a fun collaboration to just sit down and play with play with each other and kind of come up with ideas and throw them back and forth. And I suppose we had a very loose brief around apologies. We'd kind of decided to just write for the sake of writing and just kind of, you know, throw some ideas back and forth. So we haven't been very precious about these things, you know, which has been fun.
Do you get, sorry now, son, this is the way it is?
Maybe on occasion. No way. We both struggle with taking criticism, it'll be fair to say. But I think one of the nice things about doing it is, like, so he's just off the back of finishing his first book, because he'd normally be a playwright. And I'm off the back of a very kind of head-wrecking show that I was working on for a couple of years. So this was really nice we weren't really slaving over every word. Do you know what I mean? It was more, here's a provocation, here's a thought, let's just go and play with things. So neither of us was really being that precious with it. And also, it's not like we're going to have 4 weeks of rehearsal periods and rewrites and all that. We're going to have to trust that the actors and the directors are going to get into a room and they're going to be fast and loose with it. And they're going to do whatever works. But we have a great team. So you can kind of trust that they're going to make the right decisions once they get in there, you know?
But isn't it great, though, that you'll always have that to look back on? That I did a few bits with my dad over the years, and I wrote a few bits, you know, that it's nice to have in the family.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd done one collaboration about 11 years ago. I wrote a show called Enter Juliet, which went on The Everyman as part of the Midsummer Festival. And he would be like a somewhat of an expert, be fair to say, in the writings of William Shakespeare. We collaborated on that before as well, with him kind of throwing Shakespeare texts at me every time I, you know, gave him a provocation. So yeah, no, it's been really nice to work together on that.
So it's a very limited audience size, though, isn't it, because of the nature of what you're doing?
Yeah. We had to keep numbers fairly low. I mean, because we have situations where people will be standing on the stairs, or people will be looking at windows, or people will be literally standing around the actors as they perform. So you just run into sightline issues very quickly. So yeah, I think it's 20 people in every performance. So it should be good crack. I mean, personally, I love those kind of experiences where you're in a really small audience and you're really close to the actors. It can be really intense and really fun. My wife asked me to point out that there is no audience interaction, because I know it brings some people out in hives. We should have put that on the poster, maybe. You will not be asked to do anything. I hope it'll be a really intense experience, that, you know, for certain parts of it. And then other parts, you're sitting back and you're watching and people are just doing stuff. It should be, again, a lot of different experiences rolled into one, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's only 4 performances, so it's this Friday 31st and Saturday the 1st of Feb at 7 p.m. and 9 p.m.
Yes, that's precisely right. Yeah. So hopefully people will, you know, get their fill of the Six Nations and then come in for a couple of shows, you know.
So it'll be relatively short then, Ronan, will it? Because obviously you'll need a break between each performance as well.
Ah, sure, you don't have to give actors breaks. They're hardy stuff, you know. No, it's a running time of about an hour, we think. But again, we won't know until we get in there, because it's going to be, we won't get all our actors actually in the building till Wednesday. And so there, we're just going to be having to react to what we have and how we're going to, working out what we're going to do. So we reckon it'll be about an hour. So yeah, I think that's a kind of a pretty sweet spot for a show.
Yeah, so that makes it all the more interesting for people in it as well, doesn't it? Because as it stands, you've got I suppose, a whiteboard with all these different bits on it. You don't know how it's going to come together either. So it's fabulous. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's a nice, we've spent, you know, our first few shows, you know, you're doing on a budget of half nothing and all that. And we've been building towards more and more ambitious shows. And we've been doing shows in, you know, national tours and in the Peacock and in the Everyman and, you know, trying to build a bigger audience and do more and more ambitious shows. And that's great. But it's, you know, it's so much work and so intense, and you have to do all these development periods and stuff. Hopefully everyone seems to be really on board with having a kind of like, let's just make a thing. Let's get in a room, few days, music, songs, all that. And just hopefully it'll be fun for the people making it. And then that'll transfer over to everyone else and they'll have a great evening.
The name is brilliant. And Sheila was telling me, so you're basically basing it on all the different types of sari, is it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was the prompt that myself and my dad had writing it, which was, you know, which was based on apologies. So there's lots of different apologies in there. As I say, there's some that are very heartfelt and sincere, but there's other things like, you know, like the Grimm brothers apologizing for their depictions of wolves. And, you know, the Pope trying to get on to God. And, you know, there's lots of different kinds of apologies that I'm sure we're all used to hearing and seeing and doing to various degrees.
Don't do any spoilers.
No, don't do too much.
So garterlane.ie, or you can phone the box office as well for the tickets. I'd say now limited enough at this stage, would they be?
Yeah. I think the 7 o'clock shows are nearly sold out, if they're not sold out totally. And there's a few left for the 9 o'clock shows. But yeah, if you're interested in coming along, you might want to get booking pretty quickly, all right?
Brilliant. Hey, Ronan, I'm going to wish you the very best luck with it. I have me ticket. I'm going along.
Thanks very much. I look forward to seeing you there.